The stumbling American economy is having its effects abroad. For the first time in more than 2 years, the new European currency, the euro, ended the day worth more than the dollar. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris that while the euro's upward trend is a reflection of concerns about American accounting scandals, it should be good for American exporters.
Currency traders call it parity. $1 equals 1 euro. Europe's currency hit parity with a dollar today after tiptoeing around the psychological barrier for weeks. Valérie Plagnol, chief strategist at the French bank CIC, says euro-dollar parity draws attention to a petering out of capital flows into the United States.
The prospect of profits that you can make in dollar-based assets has been reduced dramatically. That also reflects the overall distrust of the stock market, the U.S. stock market, with accounting issues, you know, the corporate governance and all these things.
Plagnol says the lack of capital flows into the U.S. will make it harder to finance America's current account deficit. At the same time, she says, the euro's upward trend is good for Europe because it makes it easier to fight inflation, in part because petroleum products, all sold in dollars, will be cheaper here. Danielle Gros, the director of the Center for European Policy Studies, points out that a weaker dollar will also help American exports. And he says both sides benefit as far as trade disputes go over such things as U.S. steel tariffs and European farm subsidies.
It will make some of these trade issues easier to manage for a simple reason that the U.S. doesn't need high tariffs when the dollar becomes very weak. And the EU will also be less inclined to dump its agricultural stuff on the world market when the euro becomes stronger.
Gros also predicts the dollar's drop will reduce tensions over Europe's farm policy. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.